Lucas Radke. I'm the product manager at Plask for the release of Plask Obsidian. And today I'm here with Anton.
Yeah, hi everybody. I'm Anton Akhtamov and I'm program manager for Plask and I'm responsible for features which will be delivered in Plask Obsidian and also for all release planning and all next updates.
We're here today to talk a little bit about the release of Plask Obsidian and also the features which will be included in the release of Plask Obsidian to educate a little bit our listeners on what they can expect. So one of my new favorite features with Plask Obsidian is that it comes secured out of the box. So we have a lot of new features implemented, but also a lot of old features which were already there in Plask Onyx, for example, which we have activated by default. That said, like things like the mod security, web application firewall, and fail to ban, but also that we now have a direct redirect from HTTP to HTTPS. And one feature a lot of customers requested, we now have the possibility to not longer use the port 8443. So customers can log in directly with their domain and they don't need to remember the old port. Yeah. So what do you like most about the new Plask Obsidian release, Anton?
Yeah, I like actually the security too. One of the big things. What I can say, for example, previously in Plask Onyx, when you just installed the new Plask server, and if you open our advisor, this is our recommendation system, what could be done in the system to get it better, more secure, and more useful to you, you will see a low amount of points from the start, actually. And to improve it, you can apply a few recommendations or, for example, for security, exactly, we have a big article in our knowledge base what you should do with Plask to get it more secured. But otherwise, if we know about all of this, why we can do it ourselves? And this is one of the main points with security by default. So in Plask Obsidian we enabled a lot of features out of the box, and before above mentioned of Lucas, I would like to tell about the systemd respawn for operational systems with based on systemd. All Plask services will be restarted within the 5 seconds if any service down. So we check it and we get it back to life. So if something happened on the server, you maybe even didn't know about it because it's already fixed. One more thing that we're increasing the default for PHP FPM max children to 10. Because previously some of our customers experienced problems when the processes is not enough and the website starting to show 504 errors. It should not happen anymore. One more thing for security, and it's a really big thing, and it's automatic updates between the releases, and this is the main difference between Plask Onyx and Plask Obsidian. So what is the main point here? We spent a lot of resources and significantly improved our upgrades before behind major versions, and changed our releases approach at all. For example, if previously we had a an early releases and our customers need to wait the new features about a year. The main advantage of Plesk Obsidian is that our customers will receive the new features every month, because right now we are using the monthly releases. And these updates will be fully painless, fully automated, and maybe invisible for our customers.
Okay, great to hear. So this means once we have a feature ready, it will be delivered within some days, probably for our customers, resulting in a way better experience and faster reaction time from us. So when speaking about new features which are integrated, I think we should also mention the new SSL extension, which will be delivered by default. And there we rewrite our whole SSL stack by making it easier to manage all your SSL certificates, and also introducing features like HSTS support, OCSP stabling, or a simple redirect from HTTP to HTTPS via one click.
This is a great extension which fully replaces our old SSL certificate approach. And here you can purchase, install, and review certificates from the various certification authorities and manage a lot of options to get your system more secure.
And so after we secured and set it up everything out of the box, we have one more main focus point, which was to simplify the web project lifecycle. And there we also have some cool new features already integrated and upcoming. So you want to talk about the PHP Composer integration we now have?
All right. Yeah, surely. This is one of the main improvements in our current project lifecycle. I'm, as a user of PHP application, have a lot of pain where I install my application and need to install a lot of dependencies for this application additionally. And I do this by my own hands, install one dependency, then the application not started because other dependencies appeared. So we used the PHP Composer, so now our customers can add all of the required dependencies in one configuration file, and all of them will be installed automatically for the websites. You can do all of this within the Plesk interface. No need to go to your server by SSH anymore.
Great to hear. And what also really satisfies me is that we now solve one of the most voted user voice requests we had, to enable our customers to move any domain between multiple subscriptions. So this means while you may develop a website for a customer in your own subscription, you can later move it to the own subscription of the customer.
That's one of the biggest pains of our customers and the first request on our user voice, because sometimes when you need to reorganize your business and do it in another way within Plesk panel, before the different approaches was used, our customers used our migrator for do this, but actually it was not so easy. I even say it was too complex. but right now you can easily split and merge subscriptions, move domains between subscriptions in two clicks. Another improvement here that we've improved our file manager. For Plesk, it's top 10 used functionality, actually. And here, based on customer's top request, we added search by content of file and file name. So right now, if you need to find something on your website, you can do it easily in the file manager. And one more minor improvement that we're adding the support of extracting files from popular archiving formats like tar, rar, and TJZ.
Okay, great to hear. And probably one of the things our customers will see at first when they access the new Plesk Obsidian is our new website and domain redesign. There we took the old, really clustered overview with all the icons and restructured everything into nice looking cards where we divide between projects and services so our customers can find anything they need to manage their website more easily. And a little plus point there, we also integrate screenshots of the website that each user can directly see how is his website doing and act if there's a need to.
Yeah, you can already check it just to log in Plesk and choose the dynamic list in the view mode. We did this improvement based on user tracking analytics, which was sent by our customers. One more thing, it's Docker improvements. It will not be available on the release of Plesk Obsidian, but we have plans to significantly improve the functionality of the Docker extension in the future and get it in more useful than it now.
Especially when we're looking at website adding services like Vanish Cache or Memcache. Speaking of user experience improvements, we also have a new way how Plesk will communicate with you as a user.
Yeah, sure. Very often we get I can see the following feedback in our Facebook community on our forums when our customers say, "Oh, we would like to have this feature in your product," or "How can I do something with Plesk? Could you please add this functionality? I really need it." But the fact is that such functionality already presented in Plesk, but somehow for customers it's hard to find it. It's completely unclear for customers. And the second pain here that we're continuously delivering the new features within the Plesk Obsidian and in our previous releases, but not all of our customers, for example, check our new changelog or know about the new feature. And we would like, and we already started improvements in this section. For example, we introduced the new panel notifications right in Plesk, so you will know about all major changes right in Plesk by checking the notification. If something happened, if something wrong with the server, any extension need your attention, you will know about it right in Plesk in one place in panel notifications. In addition, we would like to improve this functionality of user and our main goal actually to deliver these notifications to your mobile phone. As a customer, I will always know what happened on my server or what change has been delivered by the Plesk team.
And in case you don't want to have mobile push notification or such stuff, we also managed to introduce HTML notifications sent by Plesk, which means we're no longer sending TXT mails, which may end up in spam. So we have new nice looking HTML notification mailings, which can be also edited by our partners and our users to fit their corporate identity and their style. And yeah, I think this is a really great feature which will not only help our users, but also help our customers to inform their users if there's something urgent they need to take a look on.
Yeah, besides the panel notifications, we also updated our old health monitoring and replaced it with Grafana, and introduced our advanced monitoring. Right now, you can see in the product the main health parameters, and you are able to fully customize it if you're experienced Grafana user. This functionality will be improved in the future, and here I can say that's our plans here, not just to check the health right on the server, because actually if the Plesk server broken, you will not get this notification. But in addition, not so far time ago, we introduced our new My Plesk service portal. Right now, it includes only licensing management, but we will add the monitoring there. So we will have a separate service for your Plesk servers, which will monitor and notify you if something goes wrong. And even something happened with the Plesk panel itself, we have another big improvement which called repair kit. Yeah, you already can use it in Plesk Onyx 70.8, but still in Plesk Obsidian you can check all processes which right now work in the system and kill some of them. You can check all MySQL processes, and you can automatically repair all of aspects of Plesk panel right from the Plesk interface if something goes wrong.
So one of the most requested feature in that case was that our customer wanted to use separate SSL certificates for each subscription or for each customer, which wasn't possible in the past. But now with the release of Plesk Obsidian, we include SNI for mail services, both for Windows and Linux, which means you no longer need to have one central domain where all your customer connect to with their email softwares. And instead, every customer can have their own email endpoint.
The mail clients of our users will be automatically configured. No more need to go into check any emails or where you should manually set up the configuration to get access to your mailbox. Right now, all configuration will be applied automatically after mailbox creation, and when customer just type his their email. One more thing here that we've add the old request about the mail quota notification. So if the mailbox limit was overreached over 95%, we will send the notification to this mailbox that it's now time to clean up. I can imagine that a lot of requests was received by our partners to just to reset the password. Right now, the mail users can reset the passwords by themselves. And in addition, even the mail user have no access to the Plesk panel and don't know where to log in. When he contact his hosting provider, the hosting provider could automatically reset the password in one click.
And another part of the Plesk core we improved a lot is the backup manager. there, one of the most important improvements we had is the time the backup manager needs to do the backups and also the restores. So our current measurements show an improvement of 4 to 8 times faster. And we also decreased the needed space for both restore and backups. So while in the past you needed to have free space for the whole backup, you can now restore a subscription by only having a free space for the subscription. And if you have your backups located on any cloud storage, it only requires the size of 2 subscriptions to make a full server backup. I think we covered our most important features now we see for Plask Obsidian.
Well, I can speak about a couple more improvements. One more thing, it's improvement for the managed services calls restricted access mode. Actually, we've improved our custom view, which was available in previous versions, but for now, the restricted access mode could be applied on both Plask views on the service provider view and power user view, and in addition, it could be applied to the additional administrators.
I think this will really help our partners in offering managed services or like managed Plask or any other offering where the customer shouldn't have access to everything in Plask. As we already spoke about, we're going to have monthly releases starting from the first release of Plask Obsidian in September, which means that we also will introduce new functionalities each month. And do we have any plans how these functionalities will be chosen or grouped by?
We have the overall direction, and this direction is to simplify the whole experience of using Plask server. Our main goal is to have one Plask version for all customers. What it means? It means that our team could be more focused on one major version. And right now we spent a lot of resources for maintenance of the previous versions. When we will have one Plask version for customers, it means that we will have more resources, which and we will deliver the new features for the Plask much faster.
So we hope everyone got a short impression on why we're so proud of releasing Plask on Obsidian, what will be included in there, how our features we're choosing for Plask Obsidian. And so my recommendation for all listeners is to now try it out. You can get Plask at every major hyperscaler, cloud provider. You can go to plask.com or your hosting provider of choice. Do you have anything more to say you want to give our audience?
Yes, I would like to say that try Plask and send to us your feedback. It's always appreciated. Thank you.
Thank you all. Bye.
Don't get left behind and upgrade to Plask Obsidian, our most powerful management platform yet.